Welcome back. Another episode of the Scenario Podcast. We are back. Brother Matt, how you doing, my man?
Good, brother. Feeling slightly older, but
yeah, happy birthday, man. Happy birthday, man.
Thanks, man. I feel every year I say that I don't feel any different than the day before, but then I start to realize that I feel a whole lot more years difference when I sit there and really think about how I feel. So,
and when you start thinking about tracks, like, man, that's not old. Like, have you ever been listening to the radio and be like, man, that's not old school though? And then you like, damn, you do the math.
Oh, I realized that when the 99 and the 2000 had its 20th anniversary for Back That Ass Up. I was like, what? Excuse me?
From the 99 to the 2000.
I was like, we are back at the 99 and the 2000 almost. We've come full circle.
For the 19 to the 2020.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, if I ever want to feel old, I start to think about who's retired. What athletes whose whole careers I've watched. Like, I remember when Peyton Manning was a sophomore at Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I remember when Kobe was in the McDonald's game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, these are guys.
Well, Vince Carter's keeping us alive.
Well, that's the funny thing. Vince Carter. We was talking about Vince Carter the other day, and I was like, I don't know how this. I don't know. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I don't know why they just won't be cheap and just make him a player coach on the team.
I mean,
take it back to the '60s and '70s.
I feel like Vince is like, nah, don't walk me into the pasture like y'all trying to do with Dirk.
Right. Player coach, because when I told you I went to the Golden State Atlanta game, it seemed like he was coaching. Like,
I believe
he
it.
Was like moving people's feet on the floor. Like, no, you need to stand right here, though. I'm like, is he the player coach? Or we just don't know. And they have to actually, and you can't. It's maybe illegal to actually have a player coach now.
It's not illegal. You can do that.
So you can do the. So is that a player association?
No, you can do it.
Okay.
You can do it.
I was just wondering, like.
But I mean, the people he coaching literally are old enough to be his children.
No, literally.
Yeah. His children. Like, he's 41. Trey Young is what, 19, 20? Mm-hmm. 20? Is he 20?
19.
Yeah, he would have been a sophomore. Yeah. Yeah, he could have had him early in his run. Trey Young looked like he might be from Toronto, too.
He got that Toronto look to him.
Yeah, he got a little bit of a Toronto vibe to him.
Like, he's kicking it with some Toronto.
Like, I don't know if I've ever considered the Toronto vibe before right now, but I think he got it, whatever it is.
I do need to hit the T-dot, though, man. At some point, I'm going to do Carabana. I got to.
Do it this year, man.
No, it ain't going to happen this year, man.
Celebrate yourself.
It's not going to happen this year.
Treat yourself.
Yeah. Would be nice, too, but it ain't going to happen. That ain't gonna happen.
Tour can't get you there?
Nah. They sending me to London though.
Oh, they the Illuminati, the thought Nami,
the Illuminati. Yeah.
Hey, are we still blaming shit on the Illuminati?
Yeah.
It seems like Illuminati stock kind of got sold off when people.
No, it's a deep part of the internet. If you go in there, you go down that hole and you end up finding out that me and you and the Illuminati or something.
I don't want to hear nothing about the deep part of the internet. That's
Because you get on there, you'd be like, I'm a part of Illuminati? I wish my checkbook showed me a part of Illuminati then if I'm supposed to be a part of the Illuminati.
That's just some more of that blue check on Twitter bullshit for me.
And it's a hate. I realized that the whole idea of Illuminati is just being a hater.
Oh, you better be careful. The Illuminati going to get your ass.
No, the people that. No, I'm saying if you.
That's how you're supposed to apply the Illuminati, though, right?
Oh, like you're saying about actually saying
like
I'm the
damn. Illuminati of Marvin Harrison. Like, you're supposed to mention them in the same breath.
Look, shout out to Marvin Harrison. We did not disparage your name.
Always a shout out. Like I'm saying, that's pure respect I'm giving you.
Two dog. Guns, as they call you.
Please don't come to me like that. Two toting 88.
We will be talking about some people getting out of jams. Marvin Harrison is on the pantheon of getting out of multiple jams.
He's the permanent unjammed. Even the courts don't want him in there.
Shout out to the dude that, remember, we can go and get into the emails in a second, but do you remember the dude that shot the dude, walked up in the Quick Trip and shot that dude a couple years ago?
Yeah.
He just got off yesterday.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
How?
They said that, I guess he proved that that's the same guys that robbed him like a couple of days before.
So.
And that they was following him or something like that. So he walked up in there and said, I told y'all motherfuckers, that's what, it's an expletive, but I filled in the blanks.
That's fair.
Told y'all, expletive, and then he shot him in the stomach and walked out of there slowly, too.
100%.
64-year-old man.
That's like low-key Michael Myers status.
Yeah, and he walked out, like, and then just got in his car and drove off.
Yo, I read this thing about a dude, some guy that, that had got locked up for 13, got out of jail 13 years ago, mm-hmm. and now the feds are saying he still got another 16 years on his sentence. They let him out on accident too early. Like,
Did he go report or they got to fine him?
Like, bro, I'm not, I don't know. I think they're expecting him to, like, bring himself back. I'm like, you got me fucked up. By the time that would have hit the news, I'd have been in Ecuador.
So how long was he out before they
13 years.
Like he was out of jail 13 years
ago. And they did, like, a revision on, like, the books or something, and they saw it and was like, oh, hold up.
So how many years, do you know how many years he did originally?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Okay.
But
I'm already been on living my life, though, for 13 years.
Yeah, now you want me to come back and give you, like, another 13 months?
They said 13 months?
13 more months. Like, they want him to go to jail
for a year. I thought you said 13 more years. He'd been out
for 13 years, and they said he had another.
Oh, you're still not doing that.
Yeah, no.
And I'm sure you can probably get over that, too. That's what, like, you can't, that's y'all fuck up.
Yeah, like, sorry. I wasn't keeping track.
Yeah, you goddamn right. Y'all done said, it's time for Jackson, it's time for you to get out.
You'd be like, I done started a whole new life.
No, but think about how he may have known. I'm like, oh, shit, hold on, this is. I thought I was about to get out. Oh, I really am getting okay. He probably start taking the calendar off the wall.
That's like getting
all the circle dates on there. Like
to me, that's like getting a little bit more money in your check.
Yeah.
Well, I'm supposed to bring it back.
I mean, legally, I know it, but bank accounts, you could they can get you for that for Fed. Shit, if you have that they accidentally put a bunch of money in your account, you take it all out, they can get you for it.
But like, if you give me like another $50,
yeah, you. I mean, that's gonna be hard.
What am I supposed to do?
I mean, I guess they could say we're going to take it back on your next check if they want to be dicks about it.
No.
You said no.
You're not getting that. Sorry.
All right, let's jump into the emails here, man. First email comes from TJ. He says, yo, team, shout out to everybody else that is in the NPHC, Route to the Q's. I see that you all have a disparity with not having the Brothers Omega Psi Phi.
We had one on with when Bellamo was on.
I know. I know who this is. They've been a dick.
Okay.
But he says, when you all thinking about doing a live show, maybe on the road sometimes, let me know, especially if you all get out to the East Coast. But my question is, with Jussie getting off, are you all going to retire this weekend, Jussie? Keep doing what y'all doing, my brothers. I'm so proud of y'all.
We're going to dive into Jussie at length later on. But I'm going to let you know that the precedent that Jussie is set now, it can't ever be taken away.
Oh, no, man. It's like taking, like, I'm about to take all this out of my lexicon. All this good content for a good section of the show called even, This Week in Jussie.
Even if his crimes have been washed from his hands, the precedence that he set by going about it this way is forever.
The ridiculousness of the crime
for life.
Itself for life.
It's for life. I can't. No. I feel like I'd be doing an injustice to society by taking it back at this point.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. Last email comes from Chase. I'm assuming this is, I don't know if it's a girl, man, so I'm not going to say that.
It's a tough call.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the context of the question might reveal this, though.
Doesn't look like it.
Okay.
Matt, wanted to get your insights on what do you, no, you're right. No, you're right in the second one, because I'm reading ahead a little bit. Matt, wanted to get your insights on if there could really ever be a woman to actually play baseball. I remember the young woman that played before for the Little League World Series, and she was killing it. Do you think there's a possibility a woman can at least maybe be a pitcher or something along those lines? Because I'm looking at this money that's being made from Mike Trout, and it's looking at my daughter over in the corner to see if we can make this dough. Peace out. So I don't know if it's a man or a woman, though. They was just looking at their daughter saying, Mike Trout got that. Then I need to figure out the situation.
It would be difficult. Pitcher, absolutely not. It's too physically. You got to be really strong to be a Major League Baseball pitcher. So, yeah, I mean, it's all lower body strength, and it's no. I mean, to throw that hard overhand, you know, I don't think that it's in the physicality of a woman and be able to do that. I mean, that's no. I think that's just kind of like laws of physics, yeah. Not favoritism or anything. I mean, really, the rest of the game, in theory, is just, you know, it's athleticism, sure, but it's also hand-eye coordination and fast twitch muscles, you know. So, I mean, if she plays and she comes up and can do it and can hold her own, I don't see why not. I mean, I've seen some men that look like they shouldn't be playing with other men. So, I mean, why not at the same team? You know, I think it could happen. Maybe, like, if, you know, I mean, obviously speed is no problem for women. So, I mean, something like a shortstop or a second baseman or something like that, maybe. That would probably be the best hope for a woman to be able to make it in the major leagues. But, hey, why not? I wouldn't be against it.
That'd be hell of a marketing, man.
Oh, that'd be huge. That'd be huge. I think it's going to be huge, like when Becky Hammon eventually gets a coach
yeah. in the NBA. That's going to be big. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got like all of these people out here who are like supremely talented, and it's like, hey, give them the run. You know, see what we can get from
them. Yeah, so that is us in our emails. We are titling this show The Finesse. To jam or to be unjammed, right?
Yes.
So all this is about people getting jammed up.
This is a very special.
Or getting out of jams.
Yeah, this is a very special episode about how you can, you know, survive the jam or not survive the jam. Like, you can kind of pick your own truth, if you will, with this whole thing. So
we got first up in the jam on it.
Let's see. What do we have here on deck first? First up. Before we get into that, we got some things we need to clear up. As two natives of St. Louis, Missouri area here, there's been some slander that has been brought to our town via social media this week that I just can't sit by and abide. This St. Louis-style bagel cutting thing.
Off the top, we go in there.
It needs to be spoken of right now. Mm-hmm. Its source started on Twitter when somebody put a picture of some bread-sliced bagels mm-hmm. on there and said, oh, I guess this is a thing in St. Louis. I never heard of it before.
Oh, no. She said, I'm introducing my coworker. It was a St. Louis person living in New York.
Oh.
They said, I'm introducing my coworker.
I was seeing people respond.
No, okay. it was a St. Louis person that lived in New York said, I'm introducing my coworkers to St. Louis style cuts with the bagels.
All right. So first of all, when she did that, he introduced it to me as well. And I've been here for years.
But you didn't know because you haven't really went to work in another city to see that they don't do it.
But I don't even see it here.
Really?
I don't see that shit. I've never eaten a piece of bagel that looks like that in my life.
Wow.
Ever. If you can't give me a whole half of a bagel, I figure you probably shouldn't be handing bagels out. That's just me.
Yeah.
But I've never seen that shit. And when we talk about the pantheon of St. Louis things, like it was just, it's Pi Day to most people. Mm-hmm. It's STL Day around here. Yep. 314, area code. That's our day. There wasn't lines at Panera or St. Louis Bread Company, as it should be called, mm-hmm. across the country, because it started here, and that's what it was all the time I was growing up. I didn't know what the hell a Panera was when that started.
They didn't change that for a while here in St. Louis. It was St. Louis Bread for years mm-hmm. before they changed it, I guess.
It was like Hardee's Carl Jr.'s type shit.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what it was.
People wasn't lining up to eat bagels like that. That ain't no thing. Now, there are plenty of St. Louis style things that are awesome.
Yeah.
Pizza. Fantastic. I don't care what anybody says about that. Oh. Toasted raviolis. People love toasted ravioli. They've never had it anywhere. First of all, you can't get it hardly anywhere else. Pork steaks. That's all us. Yep. Catfish and spaghetti, which are supposed to accompany each other. And the list goes on and on and on. But one thing that's not going to happen is that y'all are going to look at this, think it's weird, and then y'all going to start coming for St. Louis head. Like, people's throwing all sorts of stuff. They put a hot dog between the bun, like crossways. It looked like an X. They said, oh, I'm eating a St. Louis-style hot dog. I'm like, what the fuck? What is this?
Yeah, man.
Somebody put a piece of pizza in some boiling water and said, oh, I'm just eating this St. Louis style. Like, just doing off-the-cuff, like, ridiculous shit.
My thing is, first of all, you can't spell the hustle without the STL. Let's keep that off the top.
First and foremost.
And there's so many St. Louis people in every aspect of wherever you at. I guarantee there's a St. Louis person everywhere around you.
Mm-hmm.
So we can cut this stuff about trying to shit on the crib now, or people trying to shit on this crib now. Let's keep it 100.
You know, a few things you don't want St. Louis style? A murder rate.
Right.
You better leave people alone.
Or ass whooping.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
we hand those out.
Usually it don't end well.
Shout out to, one of your frat brothers, Pretty Willie, beat up Trick Daddy back in the day. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't.
Yes. Pretty Willie.
How did they even
now get known as P. Dub. Now he's a gospel artist.
Oh, yeah. He is.
He's a gospel artist now.
He is.
They beat up Trick Daddy back in the day. Him and his boys beat up Trick Daddy and his boys.
Mm-hmm.
At like one, remember when they had them rap conferences, like Jack the Rapper and stuff?
Rap conferences.
Jack the Rapper, man, and like those like rap conferences. That's why you used to get signed and like being able to kind of like move around and things like that. But they beat him up in one of those in like the early 2000s.
How you get beat up as a rapper? I guess maybe crossing the cat from St. Louis.
And St. Louis people is ignorant.
That's a quick way to get there.
And St. Louis people are ignorant, man.
Yeah, St. Louis. Yeah, I mean, we're ignorant. In all real defense, St. Louis, we are a little ignorant.
Yeah.
Like, just
100% ignorant.
like naturally. Like, yeah, was, like,
yo, we look. I'm for sure how ignorant we are, people. I know we're gonna remember. Dirk Nowitzki's first child is by a woman from St. Louis. They just called him up and acted like basically ran a con on him. Got, and they started dating, and she had a baby with him.
What's the scenario? What's the switch up for that?
She called and acted like she had the wrong number or something, but then like stayed on the phone with like some old school 80s, 90s shit where
she was on some Mr. Telephone Man.
Yeah. She called, she got his number somehow, played it off like, oh, I got the wrong number. Oh, but you sound cute, you know, type thing.
Oh. Yeah. Dirk Nowitzki don't sound cute. Ain't nobody ever been on the phone with nobody from Germany and been like they sound cute.
You sound like the SS. You sound like an SS.
German is top three worst sounding languages.
Oh, 100%. What's number one though?
Boston accent. It's a whole different language, as far as I'm concerned.
I was gonna say Klingon.
Klingon.
You know, no. Say Klingon.
No, no.
Russian too. Russian's one of them too. Russian's that's tough. Real aggressive. Arabic is real.
Just Slavic languages in general.
Yeah, they like just... yeah, like your Czechoslovakian. I don't read it's like I don't even know if somebody's like upset or not. I think they always upset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, I guess and it's just like real hard at the end of them. Like that's just stuck.
That's probably the most American conversation we've ever
100%.
Had. 100%. But. Hey, is out there. Yeah, that's the yeah. But coming from St. Louis,
yeah, not the best.
Ain't the way. It's not the way to live your highest quality.
And it's the thing, though, St. Louis people keep going. They gonna like they all keep trying to come at y'all for months.
Hey, there are a lot of people here. Dang, that have time. And there's a lot of ammo too. There's like a lot of creative ammo in this city that will make time to address everybody. I'm talking about like Munich style, like Eric Banner going door to door. Cats will make their way to your town. Like they'll go on comedy tours just to come to cities where people have been making jokes, yeah. Just to assault the people in the crowd.
Yeah, Javon said he's got a whole thing for cats when he go back out. And he's performing. It. He's like, I'm on a whole thing. I'm doing a whole set.
Mm-hmm.
Just on the cats.
So like, I mean, like, what's some of the worst things you've seen in other cities where you've been like, I hope y'all ain't talking over there.
The rats in New York. Like, yo, it's just nasty in New York in general.
Human or otherwise.
Both.
Okay.
But it's just nasty in New York in general, man. Like, your base crib there. So you'll be like, you'll go to somebody's crib, you'll be like, man, they make some good money. You go in the crib, you're like, God damn, this crib looks whack. Like, it just looks dirty and old. Like, nothing is new. This is an old city, and it's not New York's fault. Because New York, you're not going to tear down a building to make a new one. You ain't got time for that shit. You're losing money.
No.
You're going to keep this old-ass building and just keep renovating it.
And more people will keep coming there because there's opportunity.
Yeah, the opportunity is there, 100%. Atlanta. Oh, I mean, too much traffic in Atlanta and L.A.
I'm talking about an item from the from
oh,
the
item.
City. Like, what's something you ate? And you're like, man, y'all on... What the fuck is y'all on with this? This ain't...
The South with crystals?
Yeah... I don't mess with that. That's up north, too.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's traditionally is considered the South with crystals. Because the whole thing was that Pepsi owned crystals at one point.
Mm.
And they got into a beef with White Castles over having their fountain, their drinks in the stores. And they got into it, and then they were like, fuck it, we're going to start our own kind of chain, though, in the South. And that's how crystals came
out. So it's like the Deltas and the AKAs?
Yeah, that's a great example.
Okay.
That's a great example.
They just decided to go rogue and said, all right, now we on our
That's a great example, actually.
So crystals is the deltas of the AKAs?
Yes, they are.
Oh, boy, that could get me in some trouble. Glad I don't care anymore.
Yeah, so like it was like, because basically it's all a turn off of the Chicago, I mean, of not Chicago, of White Castles. The dude that worked for them, the straight stole it. He was from Pepsi. All this kind of shit too. So
what kind of heavy duty espionage shit is this?
Yeah.
Well, either way, y'all just best believe we keep an eye on things.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna be watching how it is that you use your mouth around.
Yeah, look
here.
And keep that shit on the low. Keep that shit down. No talking about STL like that. Don't,
yeah. Keep that we ain't here for that. Now. I know we both did this past week. We went out to go see Jordan Peele's new joint.
Yeah, us.
us.
There's a review that's going to be up with me and Raven that we already recorded. It'll be up next week.
We're not allowed to talk about movies on this show. Yeah, we can talk about
it. I'm just plugging that.
Oh, okay.
Just plugging that.
Okay. So, all right. Well, I mean, so what's your takeaway?
I loved it.
I did not.
I know. I saw your post on Facebook about that you needed to be high.
At least high.
Yeah, but no, I loved it.
It could have easily required something else besides that.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. I loved it a lot.
But what was it like?
It gave me a Twilight Zone feel. Twilight Zone, Alfred Hitchcock kind of feel, how some of those movies be like, what the fuck?
And what did you go into it expecting
that? I didn't have no expectations.
I didn't think it was going to be like
Get Out.
Get Out. Yeah. No, I didn't expect that. But I got into it. It took too long for me to get to the point. I was like, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. Like, what's happening here? Mm-hmm. Like, and then it never really resolved itself.
No, I don't think it's supposed to, though.
But it needed to, because it took long enough to get to the point where that payoff, he tried to do a payoff. If he never would have tried to do a payoff at all, I could have lived with it. Like, where the hell did these people come from? Mm-hmm. But there was a payoff there.
But it's really not, though, because you still don't understand why they were left. All those different questions are still there. It just made you have more questions, if anything. Like, damn, if that's her, then
maybe
all this
I look
other
at
stuff.
It this way. It didn't engage me enough to make me want to ask those questions.
Okay.
Like, funny. I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? Like, what time is it? How long have we been here? Like, I went to an 8 o'clock show, and by about 9:10, I was like, all right, man, let's get to it.
Let's wrap it up, B.
Let's get to the point where, you know, let's see what's going to go on here.
See, I talked about it when me and Raven did our review. I feel like this is going to be like somebody's sophomore album where you like, I don't know, but then you come back and listen to it later, like it was written with Nas, AZ's Pieces of Man, things like that, where you like, damn, that motherfucker was kind of dope after you go revisit it.
I don't think I'm going to be going back to this one.
And that's fine. People said that about It Was Written. People said about AZ's Pieces of Man. People said that about, you know, Jay-Z album In My Lifetime.
With music, I can go back. Mm-hmm. With music, I can go back. With a movie, I don't. I've never seen a movie and watched it a second time and been like, oh, now I like it.
Really?
In my life, never.
Wow, okay. I was like that with Kill Bill. I didn't like Kill Bill at first.
I liked Kill Bill immediately.
Yeah, I didn't like Kill Bill.
I liked the way it had like a noir feel to it.
Yeah, no. It was fine. I just didn't like it at the time. I was like, same thing even with like Grindhouse. I had to go back and rewatch that. Grindhouse with Planet Terror.
I remember it.
If I listen, it's Planet Terror and Death Proof, the two movies that he had that was back-to-back films. And I went to see that in the theaters. So that was like 3.5 hours. Me and Teddy went to see that shit together. And they had a break and everything in that bitch for you to go get more popcorn and shit.
Hey, is dudes going to see the movie of other dudes the most overplayed shit of all time?
With other dudes?
Yeah. Where it's like you can't go see a movie with your homeboy because it's like...
I have no problem with doing
that. I think movies are the thing that got the worst rap of anything of all time.
Like there has to be a date thing?
Yeah. Well, like people feel like you like going to the movies by yourself is a slow play. Like going to the movies with another dude, if you a dude. Like girls can go do anything together. Yeah. Like I think we just embrace girls being with other girls.
Yeah, generally.
But like I always thought that got like the worst rap ever.
Yeah, like that's lame to me. Like because I'm not going to go with somebody to a movie. That's whack because if it's a woman that you're dating or you're married to or whatever and they don't like something, you're supposed to not be able to go see it? Because
I mean, I go to see movies by myself.
No, I'm asking that question as a general
thing of people. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I can't just go by myself if I'm off at 2 o'clock and I want to go to a matinee real quick and see a movie. I got to wait till I got a date? Fuck out of here, man.
There's whole movies that I want to see that just...
And I don't want to see it with somebody that I'm dating or I'm married to. No disrespect.
There's some movies that I don't want the conversation... That comes on the other side of, like, if you see it one day, we can talk about it. If you don't, I never have to.
Because I don't want to answer, like, so what's happening? Like, you'd be like, God damn, man.
Like, I'm probably going to go see every superhero movie that comes out. Like, all of them. I'm even going to go see Shazam.
Me too.
Usually, my fiance is down for all of that, but sometimes it comes down to a time thing, too. Where maybe she ain't got time to go. Oh, I'm going to go see it. Like, I'm not going to go see, like, Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel. Like, that might be flagrant.
Right, yeah. You know, but I get that, but you can't wait.
Like, I'm not going to go see Endgame and be like, oh, I wonder what happens next. I saw it last night. Like, nah, that shit ain't going to fucking fly.
I've done that.
Yo, that would be like when Kit Harington told Rose Leslie how the end of Game of Thrones plays out.
Oh, you did?
Did you hear about that?
Oh, he did?
So Rose Leslie, who is your Greek mm-hmm. on the show, mm-hmm. and Jon Snow, Kit Harington, yeah. got married in real life.
Right.
You know, so they got married about 2 or 3 years ago or something like that.
Yeah, they been married for a minute.
And she was, like, messing with him, like, tell me how it ends, tell me how it ends. And he said, he was like, I don't want to. I don't want to ruin it for you. And she kept asking. He said, fine. This is who ends up on the Iron Throne and how. And said she didn't talk to him for 3 days.
Damn! Like, you should have known not to tell me, like after
she said, he was basically like, quit fucking asking me, or I'm going to tell you.
Then she got mad that he did tell her.
Yes, exactly. And she was like, oh my God, I didn't think you were really going to do it.
Mention the movies. Have you ever, back in your backsliding days, as I like to say.
Backsliding days.
Backsliding days. That's what I was saying for myself. Have you ever been to a movie and when you were dating multiple women and you went to the same movie twice because you had to say you didn't see it? And
no.
You've never had to do that?
I've never been a multiple woman dater. Now, I've had multiple women that I have engaged with at times, but dating, like actually dating, no, that's too expensive for me. I never, ever.
No. Nothing. I'm talking about you could be like.
No, there's no way that you're dating two
people. No. Because one of the situations I was in was back in my backsliding days in the late 2000s.
I like how you're cleaning up, trying to clean up your name by.
Yeah, I just want to date it, just in case some people, because you know motherfuckers would be internet sleuths and be like, well, shit, let me do the math and the calculations. No. Where it was a DVD. It was a movie. Was it Red? No, it wasn't Red. It was some DVD.
Bruce Willis?
Yeah, it was something like that. It wasn't that, though. It was like something else, maybe around 2006. And I rented it, and I told somebody else I was dating, and I didn't see it. She had rented it too. So I had to. That's what I'm saying.
You was out here.
Yeah.
Grimy status.
Yeah, I was out here. Oh, no, I ain't even watched. No, and this one wasn't even flavored. I rented it on my own, not even with somebody else. I was just impatient, like, I want to see this shit.
Yeah, you was tripping.
I was tripping. Like, did you see it yet? No, I ain't even seen it yet. So you sitting there and to rewatch the shit you just watched the night before.
I have said that I've seen stuff before. Like I mentioned, I saw it already, but I'll go again. Mm-hmm. Like I went to go see The Last Jedi mm-hmm. solo because it was just taking too long. And I was like, all right,
I'm going
to
go.
I need to see this because it's going to get fucked up for me.
The streets is going
to
be talking to
me. Yeah, and I felt like something was going to happen to Luke Skywalker. And I didn't want anybody to tell me that. Like Luke Skywalker's been my guy my whole life. Like I couldn't.
You couldn't wait for this.
Yeah, no. I was like, Luke's going to have some real action in this one after the way that last one ended, and I need to know what happens as soon as possible. So I went to go see it myself, and I got no kickback. I just went to go see it again.
And that was fun.
Yeah, it was good. I think it was okay. I'm pretty sure it was okay.
Yeah, Last Jedi was good to me.
No, I'm talking about that I did it.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
I feel like I might be getting myself in trouble right now. No. I'm pretty sure I mentioned it, though.
Hey, if you didn't, you did now.
Yeah, it's out there now. She listens occasionally. She brought something up last week.
Oh, word. That's always a funny thing. Though.
Yeah.
When they don't listen, but then they do listen.
Yeah, it's no good. So I'm going to put this next thing out here, man. This is for you. I'm going to put it out here. I'm going to let you kind of, you know, go where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple months ago, you know, we had the beef with Jaquez.
Yeah. The king of R&B.
Yeah, sure. That. Yeah. Well, apparently Usher has been paying attention to this, and he stood up like Michael Keaton in Batman Returns when he was sitting there out there at the crib. You know, Usher's career right now, he might have actually been like Christian Bale in The Dark Knight.
When he went away for like 20 years?
Yeah, in The Dark Knight Rises, and he's like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and come on back. But Usher is in the lab right now recording Confessions 2.
Don't do it.
Don't now, why are you saying, why are you telling somebody not to make music?
Because that last album where he did I'm About It, and he...
I feel like he's not going to do that if he's doing Confessions 2.
Okay, look. You think Confessions 2 is going to sound like Confessions 1? You're going to have a lot of Mike Will Made It on there. You're going to hear a lot of...
Man, St. Louis.
Right. No, it's fine.
I'm just saying, I'm just pointing out to people again.
Yeah, Metro Boomin.
St. Louis is giving them.
Yeah, Metro Boomin. You're going to hear that St. Louis. You're going to hear some Metro Boomin. And that's fine. That's a new contemporary sound. But I don't want to hear 40-year-old Usher on that. Don't want to hear that.
Okay.
Like, I wish R&B artists, well, I don't know why they, and maybe it's because of the hustle and how hip-hop has elevated itself and became like the number one music. But I feel there's a lane to just serve your community of people that just like this Usher song. Okay. Just serve that community that's there for you. Like, look at a Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, Eric Roberson, even groups like Mint Condition, things like that, where they just like, you know what? We ain't going gold no more, but I can get those 100,000 people to buy, stream my shit, and I can go sell out 10, 15 shows around the country.
Why isn't Tony living that life?
Because Rafael Saadiq hasn't been in the group in like 15 years.
Like, well, I mean, but that's part of what I'm saying, though. Like, I
would feel like Saadiq makes more money by himself.
Yeah, that's
probably. And I think it's the fucked up part is his other older brother's in the group, so it must be real beef.
Yeah, people don't generally lead a brother.
Yeah, unless it's some real beef. Like, yeah, I'm not performing with y'all niggas. Like, that's
like the Fugees.
Yeah.
What's the best group that's not together right now that could be that everybody's still alive? Ooh, like not
shit,
like the
that's a good not question.
Like the not like the Beatles or anybody like that. But where it's like people are past you got two of them, but like two of them are dead. Right. You know what I'm saying? Or like the Jacksons because Michael's dead. You know, yeah. But like, what's the best group?
Oh, but Jermaine would love to do a new tour without Michael.
Oh shit.
Jermaine probably been like, we can still do tours without.
What are the odds right now that Jermaine Jackson could do a Thriller revival tour where he just goes and sings Thriller himself?
He would never do that. He wouldn't dare do that. That would be, look, he, nah. He too.
What if I heard that he was planning that?
It would, I would have to, first of all, go after him myself and try to burn up this establishment.
I haven't heard that. Yeah, I wanted that 1.5 seconds of pause that just happened in your voice.
He would do it in his serious reunion album. Like, you know, my song is serious. It's the 40th anniversary.
Jermaine,
I'm going on tour.
Doing reunions
of Jermaine songs.
Of his songs. People like, we didn't ask for this, bruh.
Yeah, but Mike's gone. I'm the best left Jackson.
And like, Janet's,
no, you're not. Janet's still like, alive. I'll even take 3T over you.
Oh, boy. B2K was here this week.
Oh, I heard they did horrible, too. Shout out to Kevin Johnson, who gave right up and said the cats had no breath control. He said cats will sit down beside the stage.
Oh, he was doing the Bobby Brown.
The old Bobby Brown.
Yeah, Bobby's good now, yeah.
Bobby had went through some training, though, for this last show. You could tell.
Yeah.
Or they either know Bobby's spots. Either one happened. They like, Bobby got 15-minute bursts. Mm-hmm. We get him off stage, you do some BBD songs.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby back on 15 minutes, BBD songs. Mm-hmm. And just kind of switch. Either that, whoever planned the show, or he's better in training. I don't know which one it is. But what group not together is one of the best? The Fugees is up there.
What
Fugees
group
is up
could,
there.
Yeah.
Fugees is up there.
Fugees have to be up there.
One that, I mean, I'm going to go a little bit old school with this one. And I think they could make money is Renee and Angela. Angela Winbush and Renee from like the duo from back in the 80s. They could kill right now. But the only thing is that Angela Winbush goes on her own and she kills and does her thing. DeBarge, but they all on drugs. That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? I'm losing some people, and I know it's bad right now. People probably like yelling at us right now.
Destiny's Child.
I think Destiny's Child reunion would kill though.
I feel like that's got to be like the one that's up in there.
Yeah, but Beyonce is like fuck them bitches though. Like basically, that's kind of how she's kind of moving right now. So no. So your other groups you think would be
man? There's so many.
I mean, and we're probably forgetting some.
NSYNC. Don't forget about the other side of the what's that group? The white dudes that was supposed to be the Beatles, but they wasn't. The two brothers.
Oh, Hanson?
No, fuck no. The two from England. The two brothers. We got Hanson back. The Jonas Brothers. Jonas Hanson's. They back together too.
They just get everybody back together.
Yeah, yeah.
Black people can't get back together.
What is it? The Gallaghers. What the fuck is the name of the? God damn it. Oasis.
Oasis, okay.
Oasis, yeah.
Oh, wow, they bad?
No, they're not. You asked me which ones I thought would be able to come together, yeah.
Yeah, no,
so, like, I'm thinking about people that are just alive that could do it. Like, you know, Nirvana can't get back together. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just trying to think about, like, across the whole gamut. I don't know. Y'all send us the groups that y'all think that you would like to see get back together. Everybody's got to be alive.
Is this one of my favorite?
Does Outkast count?
Yes.
I mean, I feel like they're not broke up anymore.
They're not broke up, but they're not going to do any shows on time soon.
You never know. They hopped up with them shows, you know, last time.
And Dre said that was his last one for like a long time.
I mean, do we need the St. Lunatics back?
That'd be great.
I'd be all about that.
Yes, I would definitely be all about
100%
that.
100% for that.
For sure.
I mean, they not really broke up, though.
No. They still actually perform, I think, on the road.
Like, yeah, they. I mean, they going to be performing. They'll be part of, I don't know if Nelly's going to do it, but they're going to be performing up at the school next week. Sad, I'm not going to be there.
Okay.
But we'll talk about that towards the end of the show.
I think that should get back together, and this is my selfishness as an 80s R&B fan, is Loose Ends, man. They've been broke up since 89.
I thought you were going to say Public Announcement. I really thought that the lead in for that was going to say Public Announcement. Do we have to say New Edition now? Because they can't get on together. Do we have to say New Edition?
We kind of seen them enough. Like,
I feel like they're together.
They just got a little issue right now.
Yeah.
Like the Fugees don't seem like they're ever going
to. They're never going to. Yeah.
Like, that's one that we can. The ship has sailed on it.
And the Hot Boys.
That'd be a good one. BG, I think he's in jail, ain't he?
Is he?
Yeah, he's in jail.
Oh well, there it is.
For drug possession, I believe BG is. Or he's in a halfway house or something.
Mm. I could believe both. I could believe both.
It's something going bad for BG, though. Like, it's some criminal-type thing going on right now for BG. Let's see what's going on. Legal issues. BG ain't getting out of time no time soon. On July 18, 2012, BG was sentenced to 14 years in federal prison for gun possession and witness tampering.
Ooh, boy.
So we looking into a Hot Boys reunion until 2020.
We're not going to need it by that time.
Because he's got 14 years from 2012. So.
All right. Well, good run.
So I'm thinking that.
Thanks for showing up.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, the Hot Boys ain't going to happen no time soon.
Well, shoot us some of them groups, some of the ones you think could come back together. That'd be a good one. I'm sure we missed somebody.
I think we need to bring Two Big MC back with MC Hammer, too. What happened to Two Big MC?
You sure he's not going to be here with MC Hammer?
No, he fell off the face of Earth. I thought he died, man, but then I thought I saw somewhere that Two Big MC just got dropped.
Oh, man.
I think Two Big MC died, though.
Check on that. In the meantime, let's get to one of the current people's champs, Cardi B. Now, do you want to walk this one in? Because I know you know the specifics of this, with this treachery.
I want to say off the top, so Cardi B, somebody digged up some old stuff. And this is why young people just wound out and thinking that your social media is just for you and your friends.
It ain't.
And I'm surprised that her PR and publicist people didn't go through and scrape all this shit out. When she start blowing up and have like a basically somebody go through your social media and just start deleting shit for you. You know what I mean? Like, that's what your publicist does. That's what the record label would do. Now, they actually have somebody that's their job is to do that.
So, can
to
I...
go through social media and just scrape everything that's bad.
Yeah, I need to bring... There's also stop gaps that you can put into your social media, too, that deletes tweets after a certain point, too. So, I'm going to put this... I'm just going to read it verbatim here. I'm going to lift our brief rule about... verbiage, and I'm going to just read this as it needs to be read. And this is Cardi B. Niggas must have forgot, my nigga, the shit that I did to motherfucking survive. I had to go strip. I had to go, oh yeah, you want to fuck me? Yeah, 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 let's go back to this hotel, Cardi said. And I drug niggas up and robbed them. That's what I used to do. Nothing was motherfucking handed to me, my nigga. Nothing. Now, this is a upper tier level case of when keeping it real goes wrong. Yo, shout out. We need Wu-Tang Clan and that group to get back together thing, too. I know they're doing a tour, but I'm just saying.
Just
do this more often. Anyway, back to court.
Cardi. Well, you know, little ODB is touring with them.
ODB they can't. They don't count then. They can't count if a member's dead. I forgot about ODB not being.
But ODB son is.
I don't think.
My DB don't count either, though, because Prodigy's
dead. No, not Prodigy. I'm saying like your progeny, like the people that come from you don't count as replacements.
Okay.
Like you can't.
He did pretty good, though.
You can't.
He performed with Jimmy Kimmel, he did good.
You can't put John Lennon's son and George Harrison's son with McCartney and Ringo.
He looked just like him. He had his hair like him, everything. Like, it was a decent replacement for the time. It gave me a nostalgia enough to be like, God damn, I miss ODB.
I don't know if you can replace ODB.
No.
You might be able to put a standee, but ODB might be the most unreplicable nigga in the history of life.
We need to do that list at some point.
Like the niggas that can't be duplicated?
Yes.
Oh, we can do that next week. Like okay. The least duplicated cats of all time. Mike Tyson.
ODB.
ODB. Allen Iverson.
Damn.
These are one of a kind. I can come up with some cats.
E-40.
I could come. Yeah, yeah. I could come up with. I can come up with some cat Snoop Dogg. I can come up with some guys for that. We'll get to that. But anyway, though,
get the, like, God ain't gonna have them come off the assembly line again. They ain't coming off.
Yeah, like this is it. This is a. This is truly a one of one. But anyway, back to Cardi. Like, yo, so like, I feel like this was like. First of all, this like lit up the. What about y'all? Half of social media.
Oh, you know they was waiting for some shit like that.
Unlike anything I've seen in a long time.
This is pretty hectic.
Like, hold up. Like, I saw dudes, like, running to their keyboards. It felt like, yo, yo, what y'all gonna say about this?
What about Bill Cosby? Bill Cosby,
y'all talking shit about dudes. What y'all gotta say about Cardi doing this? I don't hear y'all chirping now. Like, I'm like, first of all, niggas, stop going online and, like, running for demands from people, to demanding people to do this because you
and
need
what
to.
And when is a demand when a woman ever worked?
It's so, never.
Explain to me when a demand is.
Listen, I'll wait on those emails to come in. We'll be waiting on them emails in 3 years.
Yeah, look, no, I want a man. That's another man. Let me know when you demanded something from woman and it worked out well for you.
Here's the thing. I tried before.
Every man has tried. This has been. We've learned that this don't work. You can't demand nothing from a woman.
Yeah, no. Fuck you gonna demand?
What? I demand y'all, you know, speak up for a Cardi.
Have you ever tried to demand something from a woman?
Of course I have.
And that look that she gives you when she's like pondering the how funny it is of what you're doing at this moment.
Yeah.
Like
this motherfucker right here.
Like, okay.
You know I still ain't doing this shit, right?
Like that quick look where they just look at you like that's when I say women are cats. The fucking cats.
And now keep in mind, I don't want nobody that used to be pimping or something like that coming in here talking about, well, you know, my hoes.
You know,
we ain't talking about that. Like, we talking about regular relationships. We ain't talking about the fringes.
Yeah, we don't. I ain't talking about that strong arm relationship.
not no gorilla pimping and no shit like that.
I ain't talking about that Michael Myers pimp down at the other end of that bar. That we went over the different levels of pimping. Yeah. I ain't talking about no Halloween pimping. That's what we gonna call that. We'll just roll that all up underneath Halloween pimping.
Look, we ain't have you being an incel, Michael Myers.
Yeah,
and shit. Like,
yeah,
well,
nah.
You don't. Y'all all die.
Well, the reason why your woman treating you like that is your hand ain't strong. Like, whoa nigga, like, bro, no.
There's a lot of off ramps before putting your hands on somebody.
Be like, damn right, my hand ain't strong enough. What the hell wrong with
my
you?
My hand is never strong enough.
My hand, I try to pick my hand up. My hand would. I'd had that Arthur hand when that hand struck down in that Arthur thing.
Yeah, hand fist, like,
when they tried to say that was Lord Infamous, not Lord Infamous. When they tried to say that was DJ Paul.
DJ Paul, yeah, with the little arm, baby arm.
Oh, that's a group that can get back together.
Yeah,
3-6. I'd be there for that. Ooh. A full 3-6 reunion.
Well, some of them didn't though.
Oh, that's right. God damn it.
Lord Infamous is dead.
People got to quit dying, bro.
Lord Infamous is dead. Somebody else is dead, too, for that group.
People got to quit dying, bro.
Keep the Sneakers, West Coast. Cooper Sneaker, or whatever he is. But two members are dead, I know.
All right. We'll go back to that. Yeah. But anyway, man, like, Cardi admits this shit, yo. And it's like.
Yo.
I mean, and to her credit, she did come back and say that.
She was saying, like, how fucked up it was.
Well, no. She came back afterwards and said that, yeah, like, saying that, like, her original point was how fucked up life was for coming up and doing stuff like that. And I'm kind of, like, in my mind, like, no shit, you're stripping. Like, most people that.
I assume, maybe that's just me. I assume strippers do that type of shit in general. That sounds like maybe sound fucked up for
like,
me.
Like, I don't immediately assume that strippers all do, like, dirty shit to niggas. It's like, I know some people that are stripped just to, you know what I'm saying, get by. And quite honestly, I'm going to tell you this right now. Mm-hmm. Some people stripping because it's like, why not get the money that's there for you?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not disparaging that, but I'm saying when you
that's kind of like, I call that my Myra Roll theory, all right? So it's like, so here's my thing. My theory in life about Myra Roll, who is the All-American safety at Florida State, first-round draft pick by the, I think first or second round draft pick by Tennessee Titans, mm-hmm. that also is a brain surgeon, right? Is he a brain surgeon or a heart surgeon?
Brain surgeon.
Yeah, he's a brain surgeon. So I always say that, like,
and
yo.
Rhodes Scholar.
Let's just roll it all up underneath that.
Yeah.
Rhodes Scholar. So here's the thing. Like, I look at it like that and I say, all right, man, like, you can have the ticket to do something, but if you got the ability to do something else, like, he gave up football to work in surgery and to be a fucking brain surgeon. It's like, but most people would look at the popular job and be like, yo, you could make more money. You know, immediately being an athlete and doing all this, but his passion wasn't there, and he had the ability to do something else. So I'm saying, like, people that can do one thing but choose to do something else because they can do it, I say, hey, go for it. And some of these people that's out there stripping doing that, like, yo,
go for it. It's better than making that $45,000 sitting in the office when you probably out there making $200,000, yeah. And then you can always circle back around to whatever you want to later on. Like, get it while you can. So I ain't never want to point at the finger at people.
Yeah,
you
know, no, I don't have no problem. Like, but I'm saying, but when you dip into that side of a seedier side of living, I just expect that type of shit's happening. That's like when you go to a liquor store in the hood and you be like, I know, I might see some bullshit up
there. Are there liquor stores other places?
What do you mean?
Besides the hood?
Yeah. You never been to a liquor store like in the suburbs?
No.
Like a Randall's or something like that? That's a liquor store still?
Randall's in the city here.
Yeah, but it's not in the hood.
No.
Or you been to, what's the spot off of
Niggas Manchester? Died Jefferson, bro.
But that spot, they gentrifying over right over there by that Randall's.
Fair enough.
Or like, what's the spot? It's the spots in West County too, though. Like, where they're like,
listen, I don't count stores. Total Wines as like a.
But you can buy all your liquor. But I'm saying, you
when I think about liquor store, I think about PX. When I think about liquor store, I think about somewhere I can get a cell phone, mm-hmm. maybe some chicken. You can also put some minutes on that cell phone,
and maybe gas.
And maybe gas, but you probably don't want to be standing out there by your whip.
Exactly. That's the point, though.
That's a liquor store to me.
But I'm saying, but that's my point, though, is that when you go to a liquor store, you know, like. You don't, I mean, nothing has never happened all the time, but you always like, if some shit happened here, pop off and I see some crazy shit, I ain't surprised.
Mm-hmm.
That same thing I'm saying with women being strippers. Like, it's just a crazy lineup. You're going to see crazy motherfuckers. You're going to see everything that's the more seedier side of living.
Okay.
That you're going to be tiptoeing on that.
We can you know go what with that. We'll go with that.
That's, I'm just saying you're not saying that it should happen or just, you're just in that vicinity of shit.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know we'll what I'm saying? With so, with that being said, I need y'all motherfuckers to know the difference between getting raped and getting robbed. God damn. Seriously. And the only reason I will get a little bit for 5% from these motherfuckers have been running, ready to run up and what about crowd, is that for a dude to get finessed out of his money, in his mind he feels like he got raped.
Yes.
And I know that sounds, I know there is no equilateral with it.
It's an awful equivalation, but when you think awful, about
it. But for a man, that's the closest thing he would have to being raped.
Yeah. Well.
Besides actually being raped in jail or something. But yeah. I mean, then that's a whole
nother. I mean, like, yeah, let's be careful. I don't want to be so literal that people will be like, what about child abuse? Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah, all right, man. Like,
but
yeah.
I'm just saying that's the small sliver amount. But that's our ignorance of our perspective of what we understand and know.
Mm-hmm.
That's only in your scope of reference. You think that robbery is just as fucked up as rape. That's your limited scope of thinking.
Indeed.
So that's what I'm saying, though. Like, yo, yeah, it's fucked up everything she did. Like, if somebody want to come back and prosecute, if you got people that want to come forward, go ahead.
Yes.
I'm fine with that. But to try to equate it to Bill Cosby and people getting raped, come on, man. We just doing whatever the fuck.
Yeah, no, those aren't the same things.
It's like, and it's some dudes want, dude, I'm telling you, man, I said a long time ago, motherfuckers don't want freedom, man. They just want the freedom to oppress. They just want a bit to do the shit that anybody else can fucking do.
Oh, yeah.
They don't give a fuck about freedom for real for people or black people or our freedom of our minds and bodies. They just want the freedom to be able to do the same shit white people do. That's it.
Because, I mean, that's kind of like the circle of life, right? Like, when you've been oppressed, what you want to do is get in the position to have the upper hand.
But you just want to be a person to oppress other people. Though.
You want to have the ability to do it if you choose to. It's kind of the way that I look at it more often than not. Is that, like, people want to have the ability to be able to have, you know, the cards on their side a lot of times. That's why I think that a lot of when you have, like, you know, the idea about racism and being able to, you know, turn tables and be able to use it in just strength for you, too. Like, that's the whole reparations idea, yeah. Right? You know, so, I don't know, dog, but.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Cardi B thing is fucked up, and I think it's Nicki Minaj that set this shit up. That's just my personal thing.
Oh,
100%, nigga, you don't think this cunt came? Let me put my conspiracy nigga hat on. Nigger, I said, sorry, y'all, nigga, I meant, but nigger came out because I was just a little bit hyped.
Okay. You say that when you get too excited, you get a little racist against
yourself.
Yeah, I do get
a little racist against
myself. Yourself.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
As long as you know who you are. Nobody can ever tell you who you want.
The self-hate comes out real hard, man. Or if you like really, really mad at somebody, like this nigga right here.
It hurts more. You saying that right now just hurt me a little bit.
And I ain't even talking about you.
I know, it hurt me a little bit. Like I was walking down the street the other day and I heard this other that was on the phone with some dude. You can tell it's a black dude. She on the phone with one of them old motherfucking people. I got the biggest problem with. She calls him a nigga. And she's like, she better have been Latin. Like, she looked Latin, and you know what I'm saying? I don't do that. I don't believe in that whole, just because you're a minority, you can say whatever you want to say. Right. Like, you'll get jabbed up by me. In my presence, you're going to get jabbed up all the same, Latin, white, whatever. Like, but I let this one go, A, because it was a chick, and B, because it just caught me off guard. And I was on the phone with a white person, too, when it happened. So I was just...
It's all kind of shit going on.
It was like somebody, a club punched me. I was like, what the fuck just happened? Wait a minute, did he just say that? Like, no, he didn't say that. Like, hold on, what just happened? And by the time it happened, I looked at her. She saw me look at her, and she's on the phone. She's probably on the phone with one of them dudes. She out here paying money for him to, you know, do his thing.
Was she a bigger woman?
No, she was small little thing, but it wasn't excusable.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was just thinking somebody was taking care of somebody.
No, she definitely. If you let a chick, if you a brother out here dating outside your race, and you let a chick call you a nigga, you are top-notch, upper-tier Uncle Tom. Step and fetch it.
So you're saying that, oh, it's got to be money then?
It has to be. It has to be. Because she looked like one of them chicks that like to just buy, like, tacky bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And call it money.
Buy you new Versace shirt, though, and stuff.
Yeah, it's like, you know, buy you out of your dignity type shit. Yeah, you know?
Back to my conspiracy Negro thing here, though. So, yeah. This is Nicki Minaj, dog. Dude, who would be able to have the resources to be able to go back like that on somebody? Like, that was years ago, B. Mm-hmm. To have time to go all the way back and find all that stuff. Nicki Minaj, man, she's sitting there with her hands laughing. Don't be surprised if you hear a track come out in a couple of weeks or so, her bringing this up. Don't be surprised. Be like, y'all favorite hero was raping niggas. Oof. Guaranteed. Quote me right now. Yeah, Nicki Minaj is going to use this shit.
We've got it recorded for the record.
And the streets is going to... Man, this all Nicki Minaj, man. And this is on Cardi B's fault, though. And this is her people's fault. You supposed to have, like, I'm talking about, yo, you supposed to be on top of that stuff. When you blow up, all that shit's supposed to be deleted, period, from the past.
Yeah,
you should. Get that shit up. Why you don't need that shit sitting out there?
I mean, if you really want to look at a, hopefully at least, I'll say hopefully, upside, mm-hmm. then we turn the corner, yeah. is that if you really want to look at yourself grow, look at the shit you talking about on your little flashbacks on Facebook. Ooh. And, like, if you really dig down into your tweets, like, look at where you was at on some stuff from, like, 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And look at the stuff that you're saying, and look at how there's no way in hell, hopefully at least, that you would say some of the stuff that you said back then now.
100%, man, but because you're supposed to be evolving. But this is the thing is that this society won't let you evolve. It's all about whatever. So, therefore, you need to be ahead of the curve on that.
I agree with that.
And just keep your shit to yourself, partly.
Yeah.
That's the main thing is, like...
Some things just don't need to be said. Some things just don't, you don't have to put words. Like, there's plenty of times where I want to say something, and I look at it, I'm just like, eh.
It ain't even worth it.
Yeah, I'll text that to, like, a
friend of mine, like, group. Thought about this.
I can say it, like, group me or something like that, or say something that's like,
if I really got to get it off my
chest. Yeah, like, if I really want to say something and, like, be like that, but it's like, I always say, yo, have that pause. Take that pause. Take a second to decide how this is going to look in 5 years if you say this. And don't do shit to embarrass your kids.
So what we got next up, man? It's time for This Week in Jesse.
Before we hit This Week in Jesse, we got to make a quick stop by, we need to decide something real quick.
Go ahead.
About Shaquille O'Neal.
You have a state of alert for Shaquille O'Neal.
Right? I have a state of alert. So I saw that a couple weeks ago that Shaquille O'Neal has signed on a big deal to become the face of Papa John's Pizza. So... I don't know if we need to do the refresher on, you know, why Papa John's is not being embraced in the culture or whatever, mm-hmm. but Papa John's ain't being embraced in the culture. You know, they trying to do a brand overhaul. I can see this as being a thing where they trying to bring in, you know, one of the consummate friendly faces of blackness or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, I'm 100% anti when it comes to Papa John's. And I didn't think it was bad pizza. Like, I ate it all through high school. They used to bring it in there. It was a good little, you know, turnaround day and stuff like that. But, yo, I'm not willing to go against, you know what I'm saying, my general beliefs in order to have it. And I feel like I don't know if I can trust Shaq no more, man.
But you already said that he was kind of on some...
Yeah, Shaq been teeter-tottering, man. His podcast, I had to quit listening to it, dog. There was a little too much. There was a little too much of... I felt like Shaq might be taking that All Lives Matter turn, you know,
but
what I'm saying,
and the evidence, you should have known he wanted to be a cop.
Well, I mean, the evidence is mountain, right? Is that, you know what I'm saying, it's like he wants to be a cop, and shout out to all my homeboys as cops.
But he has no reason to, though. He was a fucking NBA player. Why do you want to be a cop?
Yeah, it's like it's a a passion play. Like, this is really where your heart lies, bro. Like, I don't know about that one, but how we feel about Shaq signing up to be the is Shaq being a redeemer, or is Shaq
turning his back on the people.
I'm going with turning your back for 200, Alex. And maybe he's not. He might 100% not, man.
I mean,
it's just not a good. It's just not now, man. Wait, it's not now. This is way before we jump in on this thing of, you know.
I mean, like, is there anything that, like, you know, me and one of my guys were talking about this yesterday on text, where conversations like this should probably happen, about, you know what I'm saying, like, what's the goal with the NFL protest type thing, you know what I mean? But, like, is there anything out there that, like, you're looking at and you're kind of like, maybe we need to ease up on this, or maybe it's the type of thing where you're like, you know, what are we trying to accomplish here, and if we haven't accomplished anything, is there really anything to be accomplished type thing? Like, when it comes to, like, these brands and stuff like that, like, do you have anything that you're standing on kind of on the fence like with that?
I know you're the blackest person I know internally.
Yeah, but I'm not as black as some of these other people, though. I realized, like, I figure out I'm not as black as I thought I was, because if I have to take certain stances, I'm not that black. Does that make sense?
No, I follow.
Like, I'm not that black. If that's what being all the way black is, then I'm not.
Nah, I follow.
Some of these stances. Shout out to people that still support Bill Cosby, for one. Just because he was a black man. Same people that... There's a little... someday I need to explore. Maybe we need to do an expose on the linear equation of people that still believe OJ didn't do it and the people that believe Bill Cosby didn't do it. I guarantee there's a linear connection between those two type of people.
Okay. I defended OJ for many years, yes, while saying that he didn't do it. There's some people to this day that I would say he didn't do it to them, but I would say to other people, yeah, I think he probably did that.
Yeah, exactly. Because you just don't want to have that discussion with that person.
I just don't feel like I can publicly come out against OJ, even if OJ did abandon the race secretly while still being on roots and shit like that. Like, OJ was actually one of the biggest blackface. Dude. One of the biggest blackface promoters in the history of the culture.
Oh, my God.
But I don't know, man. I kind of look at it, and I'm like, all right. Okay, I guess we are supporting this.
I was one of those people that there's a 15% chance he didn't do it, but I'm going to go with the 85%.
You're doing the one drop rule on his guilt.
Yeah, I mean, because I do think, because I used to have the possibility in my head that his son did it. That was kind of like my whole thing. I watched this documentary called The Inconvenient. I forgot what it was called, like The Inconvenient Suspect or something like that. And it talked about how the son did it.
I'm going to say An Inconvenient Truth was like, yeah, Al Gore.
No.
Did they cover OJ in that?
No.
Shout out to An Inconvenient Truth, too. That's all coming true now.
Yeah, ain't that some shit?
It's all coming true.
Ain't that some shit?
I'm sure Trump will call it propaganda. Yeah. It is what it is. All right, man. Let's get into the main thing for the week here, man. This is kind of a two-prong thing. This week's
Jussie and This Week in Whiteness.
So This Week in Racism, This Week in Jussie. Everything is getting combined together in a big mashup this week.
Hold on, before we even go into that, we gotta go into the music. Yeah, you thought we forgot about somebody. Tweets like, "Dan, I didn't get This Week in Baseball this week because we didn't have This Week in Racism last week."
There's been so many things happening. We've needed to load up the clip, but worry you not, the clip is ready to be uncocked on folks right now. So, kind of where we're at right now is we ourselves, or at least me, I don't know. I feel like we've been in lockstep about this one. Find ourselves in a precarious position, and we need to address it up front. So I'm gonna ask you, and I'll answer as well, considering that we have been at the front of the line and saying, oh, this nigga Jussie Smollett out here tripping. Are we ready to say that absolutely he didn't do any of these things, or that they just couldn't prove these things?
I'm saying that it's couldn't prove it, and I'm happy a brother got off.
I think I can live in both worlds. I never wanted to see him get, like, thrown underneath the jail or anything like that. Because there's plenty of people I'd be like, oh, that nigga did that. But then be like, damn, I hope they don't catch him. For me, it feels like a modern-day OJ.
Yeah, exactly.
It feels like a modern-day OJ without the murder. And they got it done before the NBA Finals this time, so they didn't have to have, like, the Warriors on a little box on the bottom of the screen.
I don't even think they would do that no more.
Like, Jussie would have been on, like, a motorcycle. They'll shoot you now.
Yeah.
They ain't shoot the juice. Jussie ain't got enough equity in the white community to not get shot by the police.
And he's gay, too? Oh, yeah. They would have been all up.
They would have brought a tank out, like Tiananmen Square on his ass.
Like, he's gay too. He's got a lot of followers.
Yeah, like no. So, but so all right. So all 16, it was 16 charges against him. They all got dropped. Mm-hmm. How?
Conspiracy theories with Michelle Obama, but go ahead.
I think that conspiracy brother should take the forefront in here because I don't think we can explain this through normal means of going through things.
This is a deeper thing. I think they looked at it and was like, man, you know what? Check this out, y'all. We gonna have a lot of drama and shit. We got this R. Kelly thing going on. Mm-hmm. We ain't got enough resources for all this shit in Chicago, Cook County. Mm-hmm. We ain't got enough resources for all this. It was a meeting about, do we want R. Kelly or this Jussie guy?
Like, which one do
which
we...
Which one is more a scourge for society right now? And when you're saying, like, you're protecting society from his criminals. Jussie or R. Kelly? Assistant DAs of all raise their hands.
So I feel like they are counting them pennies because that's what Rahm Emanuel's bitch ass is out in the news talking about yesterday. Yeah, said we sent him a bill.
Fine, come and get it. Go and send it to collections.
He sent him a bill. It said that the $10,000 bond that he posted comes nowhere close to covering $131,000
or something like
that. I'm like,
fuck you.
What the hell do y'all have the money here for then? Like, do you think that people that are getting prosecuted, like, court costs? You gonna hit me with 120 grand worth of court costs?
We ain't even go to court.
My nigga, I think not.
No, I could at least got me a check from Court TV from them being in there if we was gonna be this much.
Right, give me a sponsorship or something.
That's what I'm saying. No, Jussie's cool.
Give me a sponsorship for Murray's Wave Grease for this.
Is what the feds trying to get him to? Let Jussie go. But we gonna get these jokes off. Don't get it twisted. I'm glad Jussie got off.
Me too.
But we still gonna keep this week in Jussie.
Because I mean,
and we still got these jokes.
Yeah, because he's taking things in a bold new direction that I just didn't know could exist. Like, what extent do we need to go to get on even ground out here? Like, what needs to be done? So, what would Jussie do holds as relevant now as not ever because Jussie got out off, and then the next day his lawyer is like, actually, we think it might have been a couple of people in whiteface that got him. I was like, hey, listen, dog, hold up. You didn't got away from this.
They got the camera already and showed that it was two black people.
Like, don't try to save face here. Just get the hell away from
it. Learn from Johnny Cochran. He got in and got the fuck up out the paint.
Yes, indeed. Like, it was just like, I was like, don't do this.
Look, OJ learned should have learned too. Stay the fuck up out the media, whatever you got to do. You just do your job, whatever you at.
Yes.
He just need to go to Empire, do his thing, and go home.
Yeah.
No screaming out, I'm the gay Tupac. Nothing like that.
Gay Tupac.
I would actually advise him just to stay off the streets for like at least 6 months.
Yeah, like what does he do now? What's the next move
for him? I mean, they got him back on Empire. They brought him back on Empire.
So he ultimately, in the end,
got his job back.
It's the ultimate finesse.
Yes. That's why I still...
It's top three finesse, at least, of all time.
Oh, my God, yes. He got all his attention. You don't have to go to jail. Again, you got maybe arrested and get... They pulled you right back out. You got arrested, fingerprinted, mugshot, and then you walk right back out.
It's one of the foremost finesses of...
And I ain't mad at him, man. If you're able to do this, the goddamn Kardashians been able to do this shit for years, just doing
now,
that type of stuff.
Now, this is a risky-ass effort.
No, no, no. Now, I'm not saying that... His methodology here was
like let's shoot a cop and then just see if we can get off afterwards. Like, whoa, let's not do that. Let's not shoot anybody and think we're going to get off. Like, then say it's something else. Like, no, don't do that. That's a terrible thing. He's like, yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and do that. And you just like, I don't think this is a good idea. Like, have you ever been in a situation, been in a scenario where you've been giving advice to somebody and you know they're about to just go do it still anyway? And you like, hey man, I don't think that's a good idea at all.
No, that's good though.
Like, no, but check, this is how, but see, you're not looking at it the way, like as soon as somebody say, you're not looking at it the way that you should be, that's when you're like, oh, this nigga's going to do it.
Yeah, like I'll give you an example. When I was in college, some of my homeboys, one of the janitors dropped the full set of keys for all the rooms in the dorm.
Mm.
So motherfuckers start doing small home invasions all throughout the dorm.
What's the biggest finesse you ever pulled off in your life? Oh, like, wait, let's wait. We have a few more finesses we need to talk about here.
Another finesse I want to add to this is the Big Baller brand.
Oh.
Please add that
week.
In.
It's been a week. It's been a week of them. I definitely will put that on the other one.
Yeah.
Here's the next finesse. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
This has been a 2 week, 2 to 3 week run of finesses and getting jammed, unjammed, whichever direction you're going, unlike I've seen in a very long time. Let's go to Donald Trump real quick. He got unjammed.
Him and Jussie.
He got unjammed and then immediately turned his with the Mueller report basically coming back and just being it's like you were scared about parent teacher conferences and then you ended up having good grades.
You thought that we was gonna have all S, but you got C's.
Right.
Like you ain't have like
basically
grades.
Basically the Mueller report basically was like you like had a big weekend, you go to look at your account and it ain't as bad as you thought it was.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great example. That's
you
example.
Just like, oh, okay.
I ain't do too much then.
Like on Monday morning, you woke up. Sunday morning, you woke up and you're like, God damn.
I went hard last night.
I went way too hard. Your cash gone. And you're like, I know I used this damn card. You look and you're just like, oh, all right, cool. Well, I can live with that.
Yeah,
that was the Mueller report.
That ain't too bad.
That was the Mueller report. Like they talked a little shit about me, but in the end, they didn't find anything. So I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? So like he lived his life to that extent. But then let's just shift over to the big news. White people trying to buy more prestige than they had via the college admission scandal.
Look, and this the thing is that the feds, they fall up into some shit crazily. Motherfuckers be snitching like a mother. Because that wasn't what the feds was trying to get this person for, though. They was trying to get them for something else. I forgot, for some other wire transfer fraud or like some financial services fraud. And the motherfuckers go in there and be like, well, I mean, I know y'all got me on
but I can give you something else.
No. Did you hear about this though? Like, what are you talking about? Oh, you don't know about? Oh, well, don't worry about it then. You know, as somebody like, well, don't worry about this. No. Tell me more about that. No, don't even worry about it.
Have you ever seen that Matt Damon movie, The Informant?
Yes.
Where he just keeps on, he just keeps on burning the setup. And they're like, you need to stop talking. He's like, no, I just want you to know real quick that, you know, this happened. He just keeps on catching himself up more and more. So, like, here's the thing. People got mad this week, though, because the most popular thing to do now is when you point out something that white people are doing wrong, they like to turn around and say, black people doing that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But Dr. Dre said, yeah, you know, I got my daughter in the USC. He also bought a building.
$25 million.
Yes. He dropped $25 million. So it's like, if you do that,
yeah,
you know what? You should get a couple people on the VIP list at the club. You should have your name at the goddamn door.
Yeah, because you renovated the whole club.
Like, Dr. Dre's daughter should be able to walk up to USC and be like, no, my name's on the list. Like, we don't have you,
No. He's there.
My name is on the list.
You go talk to your people on the inside real quick.
Yeah, go grab the president of the university real quick. I'll wait over here.
But my thing is, like, with this is these people didn't even have Dr. Dre money, though.
No.
This is those mid-tier, celebrity money or mid-tier money for rich people, not middle class. But, like, they didn't have enough money to donate to get a building to get their kid in. They ain't got that money. You know what I'm saying? But they got enough money to try to shake and bake some things, shake some trees here and there with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Putting pictures on kids rowing, like... It went pretty deep. Like, it was some kids from Stanford suing now, trying to take it to federal court, saying that the degree doesn't mean as much because of this controversy with Stanford.
You've hurt my ability to earn because of the ability, because you've lowered the prestige of my degree. Now, that's the whitest lawsuit of all time, right there.
I guarantee I know exactly what they look like.
Mm hmm. That's like the person that was about to sue because their son didn't make the JV team over here at Ladue.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. They said that you cut my son. And you can't do that. Like, yeah, the fuck I can if he stinks.
What was the grounds of it?
He wasn't good.
But I said, what was their grounds for, like, why he should play? Because I said so?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I'm white and I say so.
Huh? Yeah, don't look too deep into this. You know what this
is. Oh, okay. I'm trying to figure out, like, what they were saying was discriminatory or... No, it's white and I say so.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. No. It's white and I say so.
Another finessing we can add to this, even before we get into the big ball brand, this can be a Bridgeway, is Michael Avenatti. Trying to finesse Nike out of $25 million.
Ooh, real quick. And Nike was like, no.
My thing is, you got some kahunas on you. So, Michael Avenatti is a lawyer. He's basically like the Gloria Allred for women, but a man. He's Stormy Daniels' attorney.
Yes.
And what happened was, it was an AAU player involved with the number one pick last year. What's his name now? I can't remember his name now.
That for what?
Number one pick last year.
Number one pick in the draft?
Yeah, basketball. DeAndre Ayton. AAU coach basically got like cut out of a deal with Nike on some stuff. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, well, I got some smoking guns. So he went to Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti come in and be like, okay, this is what we going to do. Check it out. You're going to give him $2.5 million to my man here. And then you're going to let me, yeah, me and my company do a legal audit for you all. Minimum $15 million of billable hours, maximum $25 million of billable hours.
Right,
and then just slid that up under the door, and walked out the building, and it's like, sir, that's extortion. You can't do that. So then he got on Twitter and started just calling out names.
Yeah, exactly.
He was like, "Oh, I got more. Oh, y'all gonna try to get me? Oh." Oh, he like Nino Brown on the stand in New Jack City. Oh, I got it. Look, everybody going down. If I'm going down, this is all bigger than Nino Brown.
I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
So hold on. I want to read some of his tweets because they are golden. Because he just start. It's people that's like, yo, I ain't even do nothing to you.
Right, right. They go, what's this got to do with me?
I don't even know you. Like,
dog, wait a minute. What the hell this got to do with me?
Hold on, y'all. I'm finna read these tweets off for y'all. Man, here we go. He might have. Oh, he done put his shit on private. Son of a bitch. I know somebody online and got this bad boy on.
Yeah, don't think that you can hide on this social media because you will get found. It's out there.
Hold on, here we go. His Nike tweet storm. So he goes out and he says, he is locking them down. Somebody's got some screenshots of this shit.
We're going to get to the bottom of that. Yeah. We're gonna do the scenario expose on some things here shortly.
Yo, I mean, because going back to the college student thing, it reminds me of, remember how the suit man is the one that took down all those college assistant coaches?
Yeah.
The same suit man that got whooped on by Dominique Wilkins.
Yes.
So we did the expose on that, remember? This is similar to that, like, yo, you got jammed up for something that had nothing to do with nothing else. And you'd be like, but you know about all about these college players getting played, huh? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's like, we didn't arrest you for that. We arrested you for running a bad Ponzi scheme. But I told you the NCAA doing some crazy stuff, right?
And meanwhile, Chuck Person got jammed up this week.
Jammed up and going to the Bing.
Damn, there's so many jams that happened this week that stuff I can't even remember to link all this stuff together. I don't even think we're going to have time to talk about Facebook getting jammed up twice. So Facebook is jammed up for Facebook does a good thing. It says we're not supporting white nationalists or white power things anymore on our site. And then they hop right back in the news and they've got the jam for what was the one you sent to me? It was
a redliner. It's basically red line where you can basically set up your parameters for all of your ads just to just to white people.
Yeah.
Just in a certain area. And if anybody else is African American in this area, you don't even go after them type thing.
Exactly. Like, so basically you could culturally bias the things that you put out there to people.
And it was for real estate specifically because real estate people were using that to advertise their homes.
Yeah, they were doing digital gentrification.
Digital redlining. Digital redlining, man. They were like, no,
yeah, we can't do that. We can't have that. Like, we can't have them over
here.
Yeah,
so, and you know what? And I'm not surprised because, you know, I mean, for my gig, we have to do ads, and I would see, and I'm like, damn, I mean, why did it say African American? Like, why has it got race on there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it makes sense now how motherfuckers was finessing that. Mm-hmm. I didn't even, because in general, as a black, regular black guy, you're not thinking about using it as a finesse. I'm like, no, I want everybody for this. Like, why would I just choose one race to see some of our posts?
Right.
Like, that wouldn't even go across my mind to even think to use that in a malicious way of like, you know what? I only want Negroes to listen to this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting an ad on only black people.
Right.
No, I mean.
Yeah, I want everybody to be involved in this. Whether we're talking about you or we're talking with you, we want you to be here for it one way or the other. So Facebook's a whole nother thing. We could get into that another time. I mean, I would love to talk about just the
dynamics of the whole social media space one day. We'll get somebody to really come on and talk about that.
And knows what they're talking about.
But before we get to the, before we wrap stuff up here, man, we just want to hit real quick. You know, it's not authentic unless we tie it back to ourselves or somebody we know in one way or another. So what is... Let's just do it this way. Mm-hmm. What is the most...
Oh, we just talked about the Big Baller brand finesse.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. My bad.
Lonzo Ball has taken himself out of Baller brand, took the tattoo off his body, took it off his thing, because basically the Big Baller brand took a couple of $1 million from young Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, and it's like...
And the dude that set up the company with LeVar Ball fucking got out of prison like 3 or 4 days before that.
Right. So, like, here's the thing I say. Didn't we all see this coming?
Yeah, we didn't know how the train was going to crash, but we knew it was going to crash. We didn't know what state. We didn't know how it was going to happen. We didn't know if it was going to be engineering issues. We didn't know if the track was going to go out. We just knew the train was going to crash at some point.
This was going to fall off the rails eventually. And, like, we've talked about this before, about how, you know, the Big Baller brand, like, yeah, man, I think in theory.
I love the theory.
In theory, it sounded great. The actuality of it. Not so much. It was never coming out the way it is. They tried to come out and outprice Nike, and you could tell that it was all about making that cash up front.
Yeah, like it was like a fast thing. Like,
yo, they were selling product without any product to give back. You're like, nah, duh.
Sounds like a con.
Yeah, this sounds like some swap meet shit that you're doing on a national level.
You know what? If you come back tomorrow, give me $150. I hold them when they come in tomorrow, or when the 10.5 come in.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Oh,
bro.
Man, they ain't come back in yet, man. Damn.
Yeah, like, I don't think so, brother. I don't know if I can do that one. And
shout out to Soulja Boy, who's doing the same right now, who hasn't, people have been ordering stuff. They haven't got their stuff in the last 2 months.
Oh, boy.
Big Soulja.
Big Soulja. Well, Big Soulja. We tried to decide how things was going to work out for Big Soulja, and I think we found out.
We can finally conclude on how this is going off.
I think we found it out. So
we can go in our scenario.
What's the most jammed up that you've ever got yourself out of?
Man,
I can tell. I can start with my biggest finesse of all time.
Okay.
In college one time, there was a place where you could get food. Like, they give you, like, a brown bag thing or whatever. You could go. You use little swipes or whatever. And they'd have them, like, ready already. You know what I'm saying? Like, so they have them there, toss you the bag. Like, what you want, they'll just throw it in the bag, whatever. Like, here you go. Like, kind of like a takeout thing or whatever, right? And so we went in there. I kind of peeped it out my first year up in Columbia. I kind of peeped out how it worked. I looked at it, you know what I'm saying?
Case the joint.
And then, like, eventually one time they had them all out there on the thing. I saw they had them all ready and stuff. The line was kind of long. We pulled that fire alarm. And everybody was leaving the building.
Except for y'all.
And we just took 20 meals. And we were straight.
I wonder how they felt when they got back, though. Like, man, we got stuff in the grill. We'd be good when we come back and everybody come back in.
Yeah, it didn't happen. We was good, though.
They was like, God damn it. They knew it. Like, it was set up for us.
Yeah, we let some niggas from St. Louis in even more. Just got to stop doing that.
Biggest finesse I've ever had. Man, I can't talk about some of them on the air.
No, I can't. I'm talking about that was the safe. That's the safe zone one.
One time, I finessed my way in the VIP and made Jadakiss think I was like a A&R rep.
Okay. What about Jorge Acevedo?
This is before the Jorge Acevedo thing. This is back in 2004. I was in Las Vegas. And this is the same night I told you I remember why I was ordering Incredible Hulks for anybody at the bar. Like, it was just like, you want an Incredible Hulk? You want an Incredible Hulk?
I saw somebody drink some Hypnotic last night.
Word.
Small bottle.
That was a personal bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Was it with Hennessy or just drinking it straight?
No, it was straight.
Was it a young lady?
No, it was a guy.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was.
Do you know this gentleman?
Kind of. By association.
Okay, but you don't know him. Like, enough to clown him.
Not my people.
Okay.
I mean, I can clown
him. I'm talking about, like, to clown him to his face. Like, yo, what the fuck?
I'll clown anybody to their face. I don't give a fuck.
If anybody's ever been to the Luxor Hotel, they have this club called Ra. I don't even know if it's set up the same. So, when you come into Ra, they got a nice big bar to the right and a big bar hit, and then it's a VIP to the kind of category to the right. So I come in, and I'm by myself, man. So this is when you start learning, and you sometimes you have to go out by yourself. So I'm trying to holler at some of these young ladies at the bar. Jada Kiss walks by. He's like, damn. He's like, they all with you? And I'm like, yeah, man, you know. Well, I'm, he was like, y'all can roll with me into the VIP. I was like, cool. And he's like, and then I was like, oh shit, it's Jada Kiss. I'm finna go in the thing. You know, he's like, so who are you though, man? He's like, I was like, I'm with the label. He's like, oh shit, okay, well, good looking. I didn't even know who you was or whatever. So I never told him my name though. Like, I always, whatever name he was calling me was mm-hmm. the name I was gonna be. Mm-hmm. And he was giving me champagne. This is the first time I ever saw Voss Water. Like,
this was the first Thought Tour in one night. You got the training wheels for the Thought Tour put on this night. I see you. You gotta learn. You gotta learn to walk before you can run.
Oh man. So so first time I saw Voss Water, all that stuff, man, was at that time, man. And I was like, and then in the 90s, like, yo, we going to after party thing. Hey, make sure you call such and such to tell them to come through. I'm like, all right. I never showed up because it was like my cover would have been blown in because mm-hmm. I was supposed to get somebody else that's supposed to be there mm-hmm. to come through too. I was like, all right. And that was it. So if I ever meet you, Jada Kiss, man, my bad, man. Good looking on, man, on this Voss Water. First time I ever had Cristal. First time I ever had a whole bunch of different shit.
Really
I
would baptize you in the good life that
yeah,
night, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I was like, damn, I'm going to go back to this regular Jackson Cokes right after this motherfucker. Yeah. You know, but it was good being in Neverland for a while.
Hey, man, live your best life for as long as you can live
yeah,
it, bro.
Yeah, so that was, I guess that's the – and I mean, that was kind of an alley-oop finesse because it was kind of like just – kind of went with the flow with everything, so I didn't actually, I guess, technically finesse.
I mean, my role as a utility man in my crew is to usually try to get the unjam pulled off. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's
have you got somebody out of being jammed up?
Oh, many times.
Yeah.
many times. For many years, you know, especially as my friends was getting married earlier in the game and all that, mm-hmm. I had to be the fall guy.
We've all been the fall guy.
Things that truly weren't mine. No, some of our superstars have never been the fall guy for anything in their life.
No. They've constantly made you the fall guy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I understand. My superstar has definitely been my... Yeah. I've been his fall guy many a time.
Yeah, he hasn't been jammed up as many times as he deserves. Right. So.
Look, my superstar used to trade cars with me for... They would think, if they came by his house, mm-hmm. that they wouldn't see his car. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he would be there.
Yeah.
But it'd be my car.
Yep.
There.
Yep. So yeah, it's one of those things where that happens. So I don't know.
And then I would get jammed up on the back end because they would be like I remember somebody came and he's like, so where is us? If anybody knows the show, you can go back in archives and find out who the superstar is. We're not gonna put him out here on this episode.
He's gotta unveil himself.
Yeah. Exactly. So I was with his car out at 6:09. And somebody was standing next to the car waiting for the superstar to come to it. Because obviously, I'm not in his fraternity and he's mm-hmm. got the plates on there, but I have his car. Mm-hmm. And I'll come out and I'm like, yo. And they're like, yo, you're not him. I know. Mm-hmm. I thought that he was out. I went by his place and saw your car. True. All these things you're saying are true, ma'am. My car broke down. He had to go to Chicago last minute. You know, I had a story for it right there, though. Boom. Yeah, the whole thing, Chicago real quick. His sister had to go up to Champaign because his sister went to school in Champaign. Boom, boom, boom.
One of the great unjams that we used to do back in the day was we had two cars with tinted windows and we would drive up to the campus mm-hmm. and we would leave them joint and we would just have different people in there so they'd think that it was the same person all the time. But it was a different person all the time. So you could never follow where anybody was going to go. It was like a Secret Service detail when you got the multiple cars in that joint.
So it's multiple cars back to back. Like, you don't know who's in
so
what.
So, like, if you was going to try to follow the car and somebody else got out of it, you'd be like, oh, shit. Meanwhile, they're doing something that a complete
it's
other.
In the dummy car.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That was one of our active unjam scenarios that we used to run in real life.
Before we even get out here, I was thinking about, before we go back to the school thing.
Oh,
like
also, I've got a new Ralph Tresvant, too, before we get done, too.
Ooh. I want to go back. A friend of mine, she brought this up to me. She said with the school access thing, do people do that in a small way too? Where like she says that one of her coworkers gives gift cards out to her kids' teachers around grade time and stuff.
Oh,
yeah. So like, do people do what these parents were doing in the big scam, but in a lower level though? Maybe it's just levels to this fucking bribery shit is basically what her question was for us.
It's buying favor. It's buying favor. I can most certainly say that back in my athletic days, I got a couple of grades to just make sure that.
And she brought that up, like coaches.
I was close enough.
Stuff
I was everything. Close. It wasn't even from coaches. Like there was just people. Yeah, I mean, like sometimes I think teachers grade on your personality. I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes they like you, and sometimes they know you try, and sometimes they give you what you need too. Yeah. It happens. Now I can't necessarily say that, you know, maybe my parents or something had something to do with it. I can't really foresee Terrell White and walking no gift cards up in. No school for anybody, but and I definitely know my mom's ain't doing it.
That would be hilarious if your pops walk up in it. So I got gift cards for Miss Anderson, Miss Murphy, and like I can see him reading off like a clipboard. Like I got Miss Murphy, Miss Anderson.
If my old dude walked up into school, it was because either I had done something wild or somebody said something wild to me. I had a principal say something wild to me in high school once. My old dude left work and was like, "Hey, you ain't ever gonna talk to him like that again." That principal never even looked at me again.
Word.
Never looked at me again. She tried to say, because I was being late for class and running around, that I was gonna, and because I was an athlete, that I was gonna end up like Lawrence Phillips.
Now, for people that there's a
Lawrence younger, fucking Phillips,
know, but there's a but you have to explain.
No, I know.
Our younger listeners, people that are born in '99,
go for it.
Because you, I think that there's someone right now that doesn't know what Cash Money from the '99 to the 2000 means, because they was born in '99 to 2000.
I think they do. I think that's one of the things you just know, like how I know how important Marvin Gaye is.
It is 100%. But Lawrence Phillips was the running back for the St. Louis Rams in the late 90s.
That was out here giving chicks the Mike Tyson treatment. Like, he threw a chick down some steps. He was out here acting.
This is all before being drafted,
yes,
too.
Exactly. And the Rams still took him 6 overall. Imagine. Talk about people that are one of ones. That shit ain't never happening again.
Never.
You throw a chick down some steps, and you not getting drafted.
No.
Well, Tyreek Hill. You're drafted a lot later.
You're going to be an open box special at that point then. Somebody going to sit you around the 56th round.
Open box special.
You know that open box special, like that TV? You'd be like, the box just didn't in. That TV good, though.
Put it this way. If you were going to be the number one pick, you ain't going to be it if you throw a chick down some steps. Now, you might be a second round pick. NFL going to forgive. When it comes to talent, the NFL finds a convenient way to forgive.
But Lawrence Phillips.
Unless you kneel.
Was a crazy man.
Games.
He was a crazy man.
Yeah.
So that was crazy for her to even say that.
OC.
And is this Lawrence Phillips already? Yeah, Lawrence Phillips already fucked up in the game by that time.
Hella OC. It was like 99 when that happened.
Oh, yeah. Lawrence Phillips, he'd already got kicked off the team, right?
Yeah, something crazy like that. But, like, yeah, he wasn't having that. So I can't really see him dropping off no gift cards for me to get better grades or nothing like that. So.
Oh,
real quick, before we ride out.
Yeah, so you said one thing you had.
I have a Trezvant that came to my attention. Now, this might be a little bit of a deep dive for some people.
Okay.
But Jason Bateman, Ralph Tresvant, his own sister, Justine Bateman, who was a huge star. She was a huge star in the 80s.
She was
and
so
Jason
huge.
Bateman has blown past her.
People, this is going to be a deep dive. This is only for 80s babies when I say this. And video game players. Do you remember on Metroid that the code to get the change, the outfit was Justine Bateman? Was the code.
Mm-hmm.
That's how popular she was. Mm-hmm. She was a code on a Nintendo game to get unlock the character, and it didn't look like her, but it had the character had long green hair, no helmet on. You had like she had different clothes on the whole nine, and the code was Justine Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
That's how big she was, to give y'all some reference.
Yeah, huge star.
That's like Spice Adams right now, being on the NBA 2K19. I just feel proud. Just seeing him come up and like, dude, his character he made up is now on NBA 2K.
Yeah.
19.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
like he had the mocap suit on and everything.
Like, that's real life. That's real life come up right there, dog.
You know?
I'm always proud of people building something off of their own thing.
Jason Bateman is, let's see, what has she done? Let's see here now. What has she done lately?
She hasn't.
Oh, you already looked
it up. I looked
it
up. You don't even have to look it up. Oh, wow. She hasn't. She was on an episode of, goddamn, what's the name of his show? The funny one that's on Netflix.
On Ozark?
No, the funny one.
Oh, the funny one. Okay. What show is that? Jason Bateman.
Oh, shit. I was just watching it the other day. Arrested Development.
Arrested Development. Okay, so yeah, she was on an episode of that.
Yeah.
Is she older or younger than?
Older.
She's older, too? So he really
it's a complete. It's a complete Trezvant. It's a complete Trezvant.
She was big, man.
Huge.
People used to love her on Family Ties, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like they loved her on Family Ties, man. They said she was on Desperate Housewives.
Okay. Well, she wasn't on it, though.
5 episodes.
Yeah. They ain't even a whole season.
Damn. Her career did fall off. I don't...
Damn. She quit acting for a little while. Like, when you get out the game, you really
didn't. The game passes you up.
Meanwhile, Jason is like superstar status now.
Damn. That's crazy, man. But thank y'all for listening. As always, make sure you email us.
Yo, we need those we need those bands that can get back together.
Yes.
That just ain't right now.
Ain't gonna get back together. Let us know that as well. Next couple of weeks, we're gonna have some lot more stuff coming on for you soon. Let us get in what you think for our Game of Thrones hip hop choice special.
Having that drop in the week of the debut.
You. Let us know.
We got some live shows coming up soon. Again.
Yeah, so yeah.
Not live, I'm talking about video shows.
So let us know what y'all think. Let us know. Give us a holler. StraightOLC@gmail.com. We will see y'all soon. Peace.